Welcome back to the second half of The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. New Braunfels teen Justin Carter is in the Comal County Jail, reportedly under a suicide watch. He's bloodied and bruised. He's facing felony charges for making allegedly sarcastic comments about violence on his Facebook page. This case is getting national attention. Has the justice system gone haywire for jailing a teen for writing dumb things online? Or is this what needs to be done to prevent another Sandy Hook or a Columbine massacre? Donald Flannery is the defense attorney for Justin Carter, and he joins us in the studio. And welcome to The Source, Donald.
Thanks, David.
So this is a community conversation. We want to hear what you think. Give us a call. Tell us if you think that this is justice is out of whack, or you think this is what needs to be done to teach teens a lesson, not to joke about killing people online. The number is 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. So Donald Flannery, tell us what happened. What are the facts? How did Justin Carter end up getting arrested?
Well, in February, I guess it was February 13th.
Just talking to the mic.
February 13th of this year, he was involved in a conversation on Facebook. And that conversation was alerted to law enforcement by what we believe to be a citizen of Canada who saw it online. It's not clear whether she was part of the conversation or whether she saw it, but she alerted the authorities in Canada, and somehow that ended up in the hands of the Austin Regional Intelligence Center. I didn't know there was an Austin Regional Intelligence Center until this case started, but apparently there is, and that got the Austin PD involved in the case.
So apparently Justin Carter played a game online, League of Legends or something, or it was like one of these Dungeons and Dragons type games.
Right. He's a gamer. He spends lots of his time when he's not working playing video games.
And it's common to have a lot of trash talking.
Absolutely. You know, when I was in school playing basketball on the court, we would talk trash. We would say things, maybe not things we'd want our moms to hear, but you know, that's the nature of competition. And nowadays, when folks are online, whether they're competing or whether they're talking to their friends or talking to the other people in school, it's no different than they're walking down the hallways of school. They're saying things that they may not think through, that they may not want to be repeated in front of their parents or grandparents, but they say things, things that may not be right, but I don't think that they're criminal.
All right, we do have a caller I want to get to. The number is 614-8980, and let's get Jimmy involved in the conversation. Jimmy, welcome to The Source.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Doing good. What do you think?
Good. Okay. Like I said, you know what happened the last few years? From a joke online and end up being a reality, and they have to do what they have to do, and I think this teenager, he deserved what he got, because we've seen what happened in Columbine, we've seen how in schools, first their job, then end up serious, 20, 30 people get killed. So I think he deserves what he's getting.
So the kid, he's 18, 19 years old, he wrote a comment on Facebook, the cops come and they grab him, they put him in jail, he's got a $500,000 bond, he's facing serious federal jail time, but he never hurt anybody, doesn't have any weapons, no previous arrest, but you think this is a good way to for our law enforcement and judicial system to work?
Okay, how many teenagers, kids in the United States, how many people they are in Facebook? And I'm sure there's millions of people listening to this. Parents can teach their kids not to do that.
Sure.
Watch. You know, it might hurt one person, but you probably can save thousands in the long run.
Okay. All right. Well, Jimmy, we thank you for those comments, and we're going to move on down the line. We got another caller. Let's get Rachel on the air. Rachel, welcome to The Source.
Hi. Thank you. I think that what they're doing is ridiculous. I think that when they see something like that, they should investigate it. But when they found out that this kid's not serious, he was just being an idiot, they should have dropped it. To keep this kid in jail and threaten him with 10 years jail time is just ridiculous.
Okay.
It's a waste of his life and our money.
All right. All right, Rachel, we appreciate those comments. So let's get back to the attorney, Donald Flannery, representing Justin Carter. You've been on the case for 1 week.
That's right.
Before that, he had a public defender?
He had a court-appointed lawyer. That's correct.
And that public defender did what for Justin?
Well, the public defender...
I mean, it seems like this has gone on for once. Since he wrote this on February 14th, he was arrested not long after. How long? This has been dragging on for a while.
It has. Originally, he is arrested in San Antonio, goes to the Bexar County Jail, spends time there. Then he's dragged to Austin. When in Austin, they realize, wait a minute, we don't have any jurisdiction. We don't know where this happened. They interrogate him without his lawyer present. And he says, yeah, this occurred, and I was being sarcastic, and I was joking, and I don't live in Austin. I live in New Braunfels. All of this, it should have ended there. I want my law enforcement to be vigilant. I want my law enforcement to take threats seriously. And even if they're not threats, if there's something alarming, they should investigate it.
All right, one more caller real quick, or a couple more callers. John, you're on the line. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you. I have to agree with your previous caller, Rachel. I think she was on point. It's a waste of taxpayer money. You know, I agree with the defense attorney here. You know, you do want your law enforcement to be highly vigilant, and they should have taken whatever comment he said seriously. But after investigating, finding that this young man had no guns and he had no intention of doing that, I think they should have let it go. However, on the other hand, we just have to start teaching our kids to be, you know, mindful. I mean, this is a highly sensitive topic. We just had Sandy Hook, which was a horrible tragedy. Just have to teach kids to be mindful of the atmosphere, of what's going on, and, you know, saying such things may not be in their best interest.
All right, John, thank you for that call. You know, we've got people like Ted Nugent who are very vocal and have said things violent about President Obama. You don't pick someone up. He wasn't thrown in jail. The Secret Service showed up at his doorstep, asked him some questions, and then they assessed the risk. Is this person a risk or not? And then they said, no, he's just an entertainer saying crazy things. I mean, would that have been an approach they could have used for Justin Carter?
Absolutely. You know, the First Amendment protects our speech, and it should. Certainly sarcastic speech, certainly humor. Certainly expressing your opinion. You know, Justin was responding to someone calling him crazy. So he very sarcastically said, oh, well, if I'm crazy, then maybe I'll go shoot up a school. Now, that's not the most appropriate thing to say.
He said some really horrible things.
It's wrong what he said, but it was done in poor taste and sarcasm. And I may not agree with what he says, but he has a First Amendment right to say these things, and he has a right not to have the government arrest him and put him in jail. The government should investigate to see if he's a danger. But when they determined that he wasn't a danger, that's when it should have stopped. They shouldn't have kept him in jail for 5 months with a $500,000 bond that he couldn't afford to make.
And Justin Carter still in the Comal County Jail. When we come back from this break, we're going to get an update on his condition. Also hear how his parents are doing. This is a parent's nightmare. Your kid's doing something stupid online. Now it's just oh my gosh. So jump in on the conversation. The number is 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We're going to be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Justin Carter. He's the New Braunfels teen who's in the Comal County Jail under a suicide watch. He's accused of making dangerous and violent comments on his Facebook page. That's this case is getting national attention. We've got Donald Flannery in the studio with us. He is a pro bono attorney working on Justin's behalf. So, Donald, how is Justin doing? We've heard that he's been beat up. We've heard that he's in the suicide watch. We've heard that he's now in a very dark depression. How is he doing?
Well, he's not doing well. Jail is pre-trial incarceration of someone is a very serious matter. He has not been convicted of a crime. He's innocent until proven guilty. And we lock people up only in extreme situations where we cannot ensure that they're not a danger to the community or a flight risk. He is not a danger to the community, and he is not a flight risk. And there's no reason why his bond should be set at $500,000.
So putting someone in jail is no small thing. You know, we're waiting for him to have a bond hearing and later a trial, $500,000 bond right now. I've covered the trials. I've covered courts. I've seen murderers have much less bonds, you know, than a $500,000 bond.
I've represented murderers and rapists and all sorts of bad folks, and I've never seen a $500,000 bond.
And so let's go to some of these calls. We got a lot of calls here. I want to get to them. Ann, welcome to the conversation. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a liberal Democrat, but you know how I feel about this? The times have changed. Nothing is out. Everything out there is public. Whatever you say, what needs to be under scrutiny, and you have to realize you have to pay the penalty. I honestly don't know about this case because I don't read the paper, and I just listened to it to Texas Public Radio on NPR. So I really can't talk on this specific case, but I think you at least have to start realizing we have to be responsible for everything we say. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate those comments. Sam. Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, I kind of a little bit agree with her that the young man has to be held accountable for his words. But I think it's a huge overkill on law enforcement's part. I mean, once they discovered that he was just mouthing off, there's no weapons, there's no plan, and they run some even psychological, him on a little probation and send his butt home. But you know, that's unpleasant, and it's not that way.
All right.
Go in there once, and what's going to happen, you're going to get your...
Okay, Sam, I think we got the gist of it. We were kind of losing you in and out, maybe a bad cell phone connection. Amber also wants to give her comments. Amber, welcome to The Source.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that you should probably read the comment in question, because I feel like that would add a bit more to the conversation, give people the context of what he said, because I normally don't agree with putting people in jail for things they say online. You know, it's dumb. But what he said was a pretty terrible and disgusting thing. He said something along the lines of murdering a bunch of kindergartners, I think. I mean, that's pretty terrible, and I don't think his bond should be set that high, and I don't think he should be thrown in jail for a very long time, but I feel like something should be done, like, so he can know the consequences of his actions.
All right. Okay. Amber, appreciate that. This is a cautionary tale. Parents, take heed. Tell your kids about what's happening to Justin Carter so they can hopefully find out that this is not a forgiving society, that when you say things online on your Facebook page that people are looking at it, and if you say something dangerous, because I've seen this happen before. This is not the first time someone's posted something on Facebook that was dangerous or threatening and the police react. But there's got to be a better way to handle this than to throw teenagers in jail. Basically, you know, given he's going to have a hard time coming back from this and having the rest of his life if he's not convicted and put in behind bars for a long time. So, Donald Flannery, how are Justin's parents reacting? How are they dealing with this?
Not very well. His mother has multiple sclerosis and lives in Florida. His father is doing very badly. They're worried about their son. The reason why we're talking about this is because they went online and they, you know, petitioned people. They started a blog. They got people to hear about this case, and through media attention, it started to be heard by really the whole world. And that's the reason why he's not being forgotten. And it's a credit to them for doing that for him. But, you know, I wanted to respond to what the caller said. You know, he was not saying something. He was intending to be sarcastic.
Well, let me read what he says.
Sure.
I think I'm a shoot up a kindergarten and watch the blood of the innocent rain down and eat the beating heart of one of them.
Right. Well, and you don't even have the full text of the statement because it's not even included in the indictment. They omit the first part of that where he says I'm effed in the head, all right, responding to someone saying you're crazy. These people were arguing for a long time on this post. They were saying mean things to each other. People were saying mean things to him. He was saying mean things back.
This is typical trash talking.
It's just trash talking.
I mean, you could
right.
basically monitor Xbox Live when people are playing Halo, and the stuff they say to each other is would blister your ears.
Exactly. But we don't monitor Xbox Live, and we shouldn't. Or if we do, and we're going to hear something that sounds outrageous, then we investigate it and we find out that there's nothing there. It needs to stop there rather than putting someone in jail for 5 months without a bond that they can ever afford.
We're getting some comments online. Twitter is, how would the public react if Justin Carter were a Muslim adult? I don't know. I hate questions like that because it's too hypothetical, and we know what we do have, and that's enough for me to deal with. He's just a teenager still trying to figure out his place in the universe, and you do dumb things.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's next? How are we moving forward? What's going on with this case?
Okay, so we immediately requested that the court give us a hearing, and we're having a hearing on July 16th, and that's to determine his bond. Because his bond right now is unreasonable. There's only two things the court needs to determine when setting a bond. One, is he a flight risk? And two, is he a danger to society? He's not a flight risk. He has no place to go. He has no money. He's not a danger to society because doesn't have a criminal record, doesn't have mental issues, doesn't have any weapons. This was a mean thing that he said that was sarcastically done, but there's no indication that he's violent in any way, shape, or form. And so he needs to be let out so we can have his day in court and be free.
Got an email from someone says he knows Justin Carter. I knew Justin. He used to hang around the local gaming hangout over in New Braunfels. The kid was a lovely gent. And from what I can see, he wouldn't hurt a fly. It's a shame to see the local authorities acting in such a knee-jerk fashion. So, is there politics involved? Does the district attorney's office of Duhamel County have to act like they're so tough and is zero tolerance?
Well, you know, I don't want to speculate on why this case is where it is right now. I will say that the police officers who initially arrested him, they had to act the way that they did to investigate this, and I commend them for it. And I suppose that when the judge saw the offense, he was concerned that this might be something, dangerous and wanted to set a high bond. But now, after we have seen where we're at, now that it's clear there is no threat, it's clear that it was sarcastic, I would implore the district attorney's office to look at this case and look at it with reason and discretion. I don't blame them for putting him into the situation because they didn't put him into the situation. He put him in this situation. But they need to react with discretion and restraint, and I hope that that's what's going to happen. I hope that they'll agree to a bond. I hope that they'll recognize that this is simply a sarcastic comment.
Let's go to the calls. Walter has been waiting. Walter, welcome to The Source.
Hi. I have a question. What is the burden of proof that the prosecution has? Do they only have to prove that he actually wrote that, or do they have to prove that he had criminal intent? And if, God forbid, he is convicted, does the judge have any discretion in sentencing?
All right, Walter, good questions. So he wrote it. Does he admit he wrote it?
That's a great question. They have charged him with terroristic threats, felony terroristic threats. If I say I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to murder you, that's a misdemeanor. However, if I say I'm going to blow up a building, that's a felony. And the reason is because I'm threatening someone's life and I'm intending for the greater public to be alarmed. They have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that when he posted that, he intended to put the public in danger or intended to place them in fear. He's not speaking to the public. He's speaking to his friends on this.
Well,
there's
no real sense of privacy on Facebook or online.
Well, it's not necessarily about privacy. It's about your intent to alarm the public. If I pick up a phone and I call the radio station or the newspaper and I say there's a bomb in a building, I'm intending to make everyone afraid.
But what about the defense of like equal prosecution? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have printed
Certainly.
Awful things online, and not everyone has been put in jail for them.
That's right, and we don't want to set a precedent that chills speech all across the internet. We don't want people to worry about what they can and can't say. You know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But the Supreme Court has made it clear, if you're gonna limit someone's speech, there has to be a clear and present danger. There has to be an imminent threat. The words of it aren't imminent. He doesn't say, I'm going to shoot up a kindergarten. He says, if you're saying I'm crazy, okay, sarcastically, I think I'm going to shoot up a kindergarten. Now, that's not appropriate, but he's not saying I'm going to do it. He's saying,
it's creepy.
It's creepy and it's scary and it needs to be investigated, but you can tell he's being sarcastic.
Okay, one more caller. Joanne, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know what? I don't agree. I can't see it. If he's that brave, brazen, strong, whatever, to verbalize something like that, has he lost all of his sensitivity? And who knows how non-crazy, crazy he really is?
Well, maybe there's experts. There are experts. Maybe a psychological evaluation would be in order. And
we don't criminalize people for their thoughts. We don't criminalize people for their words. We criminalize behavior for the actions, and these actions aren't criminal.
All right, we got to go, Joanne. Thank you for that call. Great points. And we're going to keep on top of this. Donald Flannery, he's the attorney for Justin Carter in Dacomau County Jail, accused of making threatening comments on his Facebook page. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you so much for tuning us in.